Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today, we're looking at something really vital for businesses now. Making supply chains strong, not just fast.
Mm-hmm.
For a long time, it felt like efficiency was, you know, the only goal. Cut costs, speed things up.
Absolutely. That was the mantra.
But the last few years, well, they've really shown us that being prepared for disruptions is maybe even more important.
It's definitely shifted the conversation. It's moved beyond just pure cost optimization towards building genuine resilience.
Resilience, right.
Making sure that when things inevitably go wrong, because they always do, your whole operation doesn't just, you know, seize up.
And the foundation for that resilience we're really digging into today is visibility. Now, that sounds simple, doesn't it? Know what's going on.
It's obvious, yeah.
But the reality is most companies have a surprisingly fuzzy picture of their own supply chains, especially beyond their direct partners.
That's very true.
We were looking at some insights from supply chain reforms, and it really drove this home. Get this, 71% of procurement professionals, they have little, maybe no insight beyond their tier two suppliers.
71%, that's huge.
It is. And only about, 13% have actually mapped out their whole network. That leaves a massive blind spot for so many businesses.
A huge question mark. Exactly. And that lack of clarity, that's the core problem we want to tackle in this deep dive.
Right.
Our mission today, really drawing from that great analysis on supply chain informs, is to explore how getting that clearer view all the way down the chain can seriously boost resilience.
Maybe even make the whole thing run better overall.
Yes, exactly. Build a foundation for a more effective, efficient network too.
Okay, let's break that down. How does just knowing more actually make you tougher? It feels a bit like, you know, seeing a pothole means you won't hit it. Simple enough. But with something as complex as a global supply web, how does seeing more translate into, well, concrete advantages?
That pothole analogy is pretty good, actually. The power of visibility really comes down to two things. Spotting trouble early and being able to respond effectively.
Okay. Early detection, better response.
Think about a problem way upstream, maybe a shortage of some specific raw material that affects a supplier who supplies your supplier's supplier. You get the idea.
Yeah, miles away from you.
Without that deep visibility, you might only find out when your direct tier one supplier suddenly says, sorry, can't deliver that part. Then you're scrambling.
Right, panic mode.
But if you have that deeper insight, you might see the warning signs of that raw material shortage much, much earlier.
So it's like getting a heads up before the crisis actually hits your doorstep, like feeling that first scratch in your throat and knowing you need to act.
Exactly like that. That early warning gives businesses options. They can be proactive.
Like what? Find other suppliers.
Maybe find alternative suppliers, yeah. Or reroute shipments that haven't left yet. Or at the very least, tell their own customers about potential delays much earlier. Manage expectations.
Which avoids a lot of downstream pain.
Definitely. And the folks at Supply Chain Informs shared a really striking statistic on this. Supply chain execs who invested in end-to-end visibility, they were twice as likely to say they had no major supply chain issues in 2022.
Wow, twice as likely. Just from having a better view.
That's what the data suggests. It really shows the impact. Avoids major headaches.
That's compelling. And you mentioned it's not just about sudden shocks, right? It helps with longer-term risks, too.
Precisely. Greater transparency lets you spot and deal with those more systemic vulnerabilities.
Like what kind of things?
Could be anything, really. Understanding risks in certain regions, political instability, maybe, or seeing potential bottlenecks in transport routes before they become chronic, even getting a better handle on, say, the ethical practices of suppliers way down the line.
Okay, so it's a broader awareness.
Yes. And the technologies that enable this visibility share data platforms, real-time tools. They also encourage better communication and collaboration across the whole network. That makes everyone more agile.
Right. Everyone's more connected and informed.
Makes the whole system inherently more responsive.
Okay. The why is definitely clear. Visibility equals resilience and agility. So the big question then is how? How do companies actually get this visibility? You said it's not a magic telescope.
No, not yet anyway. But the good news is the tools and strategies are getting much better. The insights from Supply Chain Informs point to a few key approaches. And a really foundational one is mapping those multi-tier supplier networks.
Mapping them out. Makes sense. You can't manage what you can't see or what you don't even know is there.
Exactly.
But how do you even start mapping something potentially massive with hundreds, maybe thousands of different companies involved? Seems daunting.
Well, it used to be very manual. Lots of surveys, questionnaires sent to your tier ones, kind of hoping they knew who their suppliers were. Often patchy.
Yeah, I can imagine. Lots of gaps.
But as the Supply Chain Informs article highlights, specialized supply chain mapping software has really changed the game. It's becoming a big deal.
How big?
The market for this software is projected to hit something like $7 billion by 2029.
$7 billion. Okay, so people are definitely investing in this. What makes the software better than, say, a giant spreadsheet?
These are automated systems. They build up a digital record of transactions, creating this sort of dynamic map of where everything comes from and goes.
A living blueprint.
Kind of, yeah. It can automatically trace and log downstream partners, often going several tiers deep. Compared to doing it manually, it's much faster.
Less chance of errors, too, I bet.
Way fewer errors. And having it all digital centralized makes it so much easier to analyze later, spot those risks we talked about. It's like having an interactive, constantly updated family tree for every single part you use.
A family tree for your components. I like that. That provides a solid base map. What's the next layer you add?
Okay, so once you have that map, the next vital piece is adding real-time awareness, seeing what's happening now. And that's where the Internet of Things IoT really shines.
IoT, everything connected. How does that help us see what's happening on the ground, like right this minute?
Well, think about IoT devices, sensors, trackers, that kind of thing. You can attach them to shipments, to vehicles, even to critical equipment in a factory or warehouse.
Okay.
These devices then feed data back, usually to the cloud, in real time. So you get a continuous flow of info on, well, location is obvious, but also temperature, humidity, whether a package has been dropped or opened.
Oh, wow. So really detailed status updates.
Exactly. And you can monitor key assets, too. Trucks, ships, big industrial machines, checking their status, predicting maintenance needs before they break down.
So you could get an alert if, say, a temperature-sensitive shipment is getting too warm, or if a key machine is vibrating oddly.
Precisely. And the automation is key. Managers can get automatic notifications for critical events, delivery completed, truck arrives at the depot, departs the gate, you name it. It gives executives a really granular, up-to-the-minute picture.
That sounds incredibly powerful. But I sense a but coming.
There is a significant but, and the Supply Chain Informs article is very clear on this. Cybersecurity.
Ah, yes. More connections. More data flying around, more ways for things to go wrong, more attack surfaces.
Exactly right. More potential vulnerabilities. The article mentioned a pretty sobering number. In 2023, nearly 2,800 organizations just in the supply chain sector were hit by cyber attack.
Wow. Okay, so that's a serious risk.
It absolutely is. So any push towards using more IoT has to be paired with really strong cybersecurity measures.
Like what? Just firewalls and passwords?
More than that. Things like continuous network monitoring, definitely strong encryption for all that data being sent, and ideally moving towards what's called a zero trust architecture.
Zero trust? Like, that sounds intense. What's the basic idea?
Basically, it means you don't automatically trust any device or user just because they're inside your network perimeter. You constantly verify.
So you have to prove who you are and what you're allowed to access again and again.
In simple terms, yes. Think of it like needing to show your ID badge for every single door inside a secure building, not just at the main entrance. It really limits the potential damage if one part gets compromised.
Makes sense. Better safe than sorry with all that crucial data. Okay, so we've got mapping. We've got real-time IoT data streams, hopefully secured. What else is needed for that truly complete picture?
Well, the Supply Chain Informs piece really stresses that looking inward, you know, just at your own systems isn't enough.
Right.
For that true end-to-end visibility, you absolutely need collaboration. You need seamless data exchange with your partners up and down the chain.
That seems logical. You can map your part, track your shipments, but if your suppliers or logistics partners are black boxes, you still have big gaps.
Exactly.
But how do you get partners to share? Data is valuable, sometimes sensitive. Companies can be hesitant, can't they?
It can be, and that's where the principle of reciprocity comes in. It's really key.
Reciprocity, give and take.
Pretty much. Partners are much more willing to share their data if they get something useful back in return. The article used a good example. Maybe a manufacturer gives their logistics provider access to real-time shipment location data from their IoT devices.
Okay.
In return, the logistics provider shares real-time updates on, say, warehouse capacity or expected delivery times at the destination. It becomes a win-win.
Ah, I see. You scratch my back, I'll scratch yours with data.
Kind of, yeah. Creating that mutually beneficial flow. But there's a practical challenge here.
Which is?
Not everyone's at the same tech level, right?
Yeah.
The article notes that while many bigger supply chain firms use lots of IoT devices, some have over 1,000 adoption varies hugely.
Right. You can't just tell a small supplier, hey, install this expensive IoT system tomorrow because we want your data.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Mandating one single platform across a diverse network often isn't realistic.
So how do you bridge that tech gap for data sharing?
Supply Chain Informs suggests a couple of solutions. One is using standardized IoT transmission protocols, basically. Common languages that different systems can understand.
Okay, making different tech talk to each other.
Right. Another approach is using shared cloud platforms, or these things called digital supply chain networks. Partners can access the data they need there without needing identical systems internally.
So like a shared online workspace for supply chain data.
Essentially, yes. And some of these advanced platforms are now even layering in AI.
AI, how does that fit in?
The AI can analyze all this shared data, spot potential issues even earlier than a human might, and sometimes even suggest possible solutions or ways to mitigate the risk.
Wow, okay. So moving from just seeing the data to getting intelligent recommendations from it.
That's the direction things are heading.
Yeah.
And when you pull all these strategies together, the mapping, the IoT, the collaborative data sharing, it really highlights this fundamental shift we talked about. As Supply Chain Informs emphasizes, the last few years really exposed the fragility of those super lean, just-in-time models when hit by shocks.
They were efficient, but brittle.
Exactly. The new imperative has to be resilience.
Yeah.
And visibility, it's the absolute bedrock that resilience is built on.
It really sounds like that old approach. Keep your supply chain info guarded. Only worry about your direct suppliers.
Yeah.
That's just not going to cut it anymore.
Mm.
Not in today's world.
It really isn't viable. A lack of openness, a lack of transparency, it just cripples your ability to anticipate problems, to streamline things, and to react effectively when inevitably stuff happens.
Mm.
Now, achieving that true end-to-end visibility, it is complex, no doubt about it. It's a journey.
Right.
But these phases we've discussed, the multi-tier mapping, the careful IoT deployment with strong security, fostering that reciprocal data exchange, they provide a really solid framework.
A foundation for building something stronger.
Exactly. Building supply chains that aren't just efficient, but genuinely flexible, robust, shockproof. And ready to incorporate even more advanced tools like control towers, digital networks, maybe even AI agents down the road.
So the big takeaway here feels very clear. In this dynamic, often unpredictable global environment, getting full supply chain visibility isn't just a nice feature anymore. It's essential. It's fundamental to building real, lasting resilience.
Absolutely spot on. And it's probably worth you listening right now, just taking a moment to think about your own networks. How much visibility do you really have? Where are the potential blind spots?
Mm-hmm.
And what could your organization actually gain by maybe tackling some of these strategies we've talked about?
Definitely food for thought.
Yeah.
And for much more detailed exploration of this, and frankly, all sorts of critical supply chain topics, we definitely recommend checking out the Supply Chain Informs website. Loads of great articles, news, and expert analysis there.
It's a great resource. And maybe one final thought to leave you with. As technology keeps evolving so quickly, what other, maybe unexpected ways might data and visibility start to shape our global supply networks in the future? How else will they help us navigate the uncertainties we know are coming?